This is Jellaby Opera, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on. The Reverend is in at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
The weapon of mass destruction. The penis phallic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Yeah. It should be. There's dire than that. Testicle 1-2, testes 1-2, the penis microphone is working, not the weapon of mass destruction. Yes, actually it's in the clean penis microphone with this gashed and dent thing. But yes, the Reverend is in, starting in a couple of minutes. Tapers, relay broadcasters, anyone else who wants to know. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show with very special guests. Tonight we have Mistress Sarah Pollen and her submissive boot boy, John McCain. Tonight the theme is Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John. And they are here in the studio in appropriate outfits for the show. And I can't wait to watch. And we have to thank our other guest for taking pictures. We have Parted Red Sea from XX Workers for Jesus. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, we have new music and all kinds of great shit. And I picked up some music that it's a compilation, and usually you don't necessarily like the entire compilation, but this is absolutely perfect, and we'll hear some of it tonight from Little Steven, Steven Van Zandt, his Underground Garage series, Volume 3. The whole fucking thing rocks. And that is worthwhile. We're going to get a taste of that and some music that is fitting the theme and some that's just for fun. Plus, somebody sent the Reverend a CD that is called something like Songs for the Troops or what ever the title actually is, and I thought I can play the best track from that without condoning people buying into the bullshit of the lies of the war. And so I chose not to play any of the songs that said, you know, they were fighting for freedom or for peace or for security or any other silly fantasies. I do feel bad that they were sold a bunch of lies and had to put their asses on the line and then couldn't get out of it. And so it is with that in mind that we're going to play a track from that CD as well. But first, let us begin with a song for two of our guests, Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John, from this blistering release entitled Tortured by Carnival of Shame. This is entitled Passionate Evening. We'll be right back.
Now think about love. Don't think about bright moon, twinkling stars, red wine, silent whispers, holding hands, secret love letters.
Not thinking about pure sex, good sex, hard sex, rough sex, good.
For Jesus organization. It's a very beautiful and warm and wonderful, warm and fuzzy feeling. And we're going to play a track from one of the CDs the Reverend referred to called Songs for Our Soldiers. Not because we condone and buying into the lies or join the ribbon retards, but compassion for those who were sold lies and got stuck in a situation of having to put their balls in eggs Nicholas Cheney's Halliburton and other war profiteers. This is from Songs for Our Soldiers, and this track is by John Carroll, and the title Home. This is Halliburton Ernie saying thank you.
Since I've been away, can you say nothing's changed, that you feel the same, and that nothing will tear us apart? Time goes by ever slowly since I've been away. Over and over I wonder if you still love me, need me the way that I need you in my heart. And at night, does only darkness hold you? Do you promise your love is true? Faithfully wait for me, I'll come home to you. Since I've been away, every day brings new fear that our world has changed and our love can't withstand one more day. Time goes by ever slowly since I've been away, trying to keep our love growing, yet knowing that in time even love left alone can fade away. Maybe one day when this war is over, will we love like we used to do? Please stay strong, just hold on to my love for you.
You asked me about that Taliban. Aren't they some rock band or something? I think we agree the past is over.
Alexander Queen, America to rule the airwaves. Let's stop McDonald's on our leader's head. These are small boys in disorder. Allah save the Queen. We're feeling hell and heaven. Got ourselves a brand new death machine. Come to
9 lift.
Allah save the Queen. As she's hung between planes hijacked and planes and bombs. Death is death.
Honesty and dignity to the Oval Office in the White House. It's clearly a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it. Don't mess with Texas.
gave the Queen 2% of all the money. The economic terrorism hijacked our votes and sold our souls for nothing.
Allah save the Queen.
For on the steaming Bush and Blair team, planes hijacked and planes that bomb. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
I know what I believe, and I believe what I believe is right. Well, just make sure they don't go bomb the Taj Mahal. I saw that on a postcard once. Looks like a nice shopping mall. I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Queens, Iran and San Francisco. In fact, all the lands on the hairline fracture. They're gonna get hit. They're gonna get hit.
Allah save the Queen.
Money, oil, Monsanto soil. The snakes through Vinia can hear them hiss. Muhammad and Christ never died for this. Muhammad and Christ never died for this. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
No, 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 there's not going to be any press conference today. Not in English, not in French, not in Mexican.
Signing up. What better when they're losing votes than to erupt into the united sound of war fever? We need unity now more than ever. We shall only attack to righteously defend. Paranoia slips in. Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them?
Money. of peace and reconciliation.
In between oil, arms and television, profit margins, where has Osama bin Laden gone?
We take a look inside the Pentagon. You call this a war on terror?
But the third world is so terrified.
Interest at 3,000 kids per day.
Take your
debt collectors at
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at radio4all.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms for any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of the all of Nishnay, Mazenishibis, and Nepo, Ernest.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for recording the for years kind of stuff that went for an intro. So we need now to go over the first playlist. You heard Conflict doing A Gaping Hole. Change did We Want a Ceasefire. Carpet Bombers for Peace did Allah Save Queens. John Carroll did The Letter Home. Lords of Acid did Rough Sex. And started off with Carnival of Shame doing Passionate Evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John. And I love your outfits. I am always enjoying seeing people dressing this way. Even. And, wait to get to that. A couple of things, and then we will get into this session. And The little voyeur that lives within me can't wait to watch. And we also have Parted Red Sea here. She's from Ex-Sex Workers for Jesus. And she's going to take pictures so that this can go wherever, on the MySpace page or somewhere. And thank you, Mr. Scott, for all the technical work. He did a lot of technical work for tonight's show and really all shows, as well as digging up and exposing a fraud, doing computer work, and a million things just for hello, just for tonight's show alone, all the shit he did. These microphones are really fucked up, just so you guys know that. And I'm using the penis microphone, not the weapon of mass destruction. And if I move a certain way, it fucks up. All right, so I can't move. So I will just read from far away. On the next show, next Sunday night, October 5th, McCain's Bong. That's right. It's going to be another 420 themed show. Figure we've been hitting everybody pretty hard with endless political themes. So we're going to have another 420 show. And that will be next week when we have a celebration of the McCain Bong on the Reverend Is In. That is next week, October 5th. And in 2 weeks, we're kind of changing the order around slightly. So in 2 weeks, it's not Missionary Accomplished. It's Bailout for Citizens. We're going to deal with this whole bailout issue of bailing out the biggest criminals in the history of the nation and providing the biggest corporate welfare giveaway handout in history. And a little bit of history, plus we'll have a little bit of fun with it as well. And there's a lot of links and fuck. And there's a lot of the last part cut off. There's a lot of links, videos, and articles at ReverendBookburn.com about the bailout. Then in 3 weeks we'll be doing the Missionary Accomplished show, also coming up, and hopefully we'll do a film also with this theme right after we get done Rapt Smear, from the words Rapture and Pap Smear and United We Stand Erect, a theme that we hope becomes a film, and it'll be the week after Missionary Accomplished, Unbuckling the Bible Belt. And that'll be really hot. Like Reverend Jimmy Swaggart, Pastor Ted Haggart, Reverend Rod Parsley, kind of hot. Also coming up, Erection Day, the Happy Spanksgiving Show in December, the Reverend's annual Holiday Tree and Balls special in January. The, what number? The 8th anniversary show. Yes, we'll celebrate New Year's together and the 8th anniversary show. And this January will be the first time ever that we will be broadcasting without George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, corporate hoe, Enron stooge, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush as a stolen election president. Since we started in January 2001. So after the anniversary show, we will begin not just a show theme, but a series, The Trial of George W. Bush. And, of course, it's no real relation to the Vincent Bugliosi book of the same title, although we're thinking of inviting him, and I certainly condone the book. And but we will do our own trial. We will do the trial that should happen, and you will hear it here live. And of course, all the other traditions shall continue for as long as free speech and uncensored independent media thrives amidst creeping fascism, the Patriot Act, and the further shit canning of the Bill of Rights. We will do Love Night in February, Palm and Stroke Sunday, and all the other shows that you love, and of course the Reverend's birthday show. So all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In at Radio Volta. We are having difficulties Boku at Radio For All. The past 2 years plus, pretty much every show, plus a lot of ancient shows, have been archived at Radio For All, which is Radio Numeral For All.net. And the last show and two shows before that have been very challenging to upload by Pastor Rex Cat, and it's no reflection on him because he knows what he's doing. It's some other fucker who is making it this difficult. So the Taliban pregnancy counseling show is up at Radio For All, but not the show before, McCain's Penis Pity Party / Those Horny Pollens, and last week's show, Bush's Unemployment Application or Disabilities Claim, is still not on there. We're attempting to either put both of them up or put it up as one double feature show. However it'll work with these people, you know how they are if you've gone there to hear old shows. Some days they're down. Sometimes they're down for a half a week. It's pretty unpredictable. It's probably because it's so large. There's like a billion shows on there. And a lot of great stuff. Slack and Red Eye Co-op and a whole lot more. So hopefully that will be rectified this week. And hopefully you'll get to hear this show again or turn other people onto it. And there will always be updates, of course, at ReverendBookburn.com. There's also goodies that are new at the Reverend Bookburn YouTube channel, youtube.com/RevBookburn. And, of course, always entertainment at myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. All right. Let's see. Do we have birthdays? We have one and a half, really. It was the Lotus's birthday that had recently passed, and this one is closer to next week's McCain's Bong show, and he probably wants it celebrated there more than this show, but it's the birthday of former MC5 manager, author of Guitar Army, a political prisoner and pot prisoner, John Sinclair, now the more recently the producer of his own DVD guide, The Alternative Guide to Amsterdam. And so what we'll do is we'll celebrate next week when he's more into a show of his liking. He still loves his pot. So we're going to celebrate that next week. But just in case, we'll say now, briefly and without a song, happy birthday, John Sinclair. Okay, and we have to thank our consultants and people who did tech work on tonight's show, which of course means Mr. Scott, Pastor Rex Cat, our two in-house associates, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craftist, and invaluable, priceless, very patient and putting a ton of energy and input into the show for tonight, Mistress Morning Glory, and thank you so much, as well as Green Eyes and Jaska Ask Me. All right. Let's see. Parted Red Sea from Ex-Sex Workers for Jesus is ready to take pictures. And Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John are in their proper apparel. Most of this is going to be after the second set of songs, but I thought, you know, there could be a little bit of warm-up and kinky foreplay, since they are running on the same political ticket, and kind of get hot and bothered before we play more music. Let's see. Mistress Sarah, I hope you are ready. Let's see. Oh, God. She has the ass tickle feather. She's merciless. This, he is really daring. He is in a kind of a Gene Simmons outfit, kneeling beside her like a dog, not talking much, occasionally giggling and about his mental state. But overlooking that, I think he's ready for some interrogation, imprisonment, and torture. So I'm going to turn this over to Mistress Sarah.
I flew a long way, dog, just to come here to satisfy your sick cravings. You know, I'm going to be a heartbeat away from the ultimate global power position. And so I am going to work your heart like no one has before. You won't know which identity I will use when I do it, but I am going to work your heart to death. I'm going to POW roleplay you till you think you're flashing back for the last time ever. And if you don't obey, I won't even have a dildo or toy at the end of the flagpole that we shove up your ass for Iwo Jima pictures that I want to put on my blog and on Reverend Bookburn's site. Now heal. I said heal. Who is the candidate and dumbass motherfucker who forgot Zapatero's name when referring to the leader of Spain?
I don't know, mistress.
It was you, stupid motherfucker. Who was the Reagan-brained Bush intellect asshole worm who thought Spain was in Latin America?
That wasn't me, mistress.
It was you, douchebag. You didn't even know that you could not even fire the SEC president when you made all of those stupid comments during the bailout press conference. You are in very deep shit. And when the Reverend comes back, I'm getting the whip.
Wow. Well, Mistress Sarah is sure proving herself to be merciless, and she's not even on a hunting trip or at a women's clinic. So you know she means business. And when we come back, we will see, I believe she told us that she's going to show us how she does her POW roleplay and interrogation techniques and parted Red Sea from ex-sex workers for Jesus. Are you getting pictures? All right, good. All right, so this will be well photographed, and It sounds like there's going to be lots of fun. This poor guy already looks pretty marked, but he's also smiling. He's wearing a bib and a baby bonnet. I don't understand that. I understand the Gene Simmons outfit, but anyway, let's play another set, and then things are really going to get hot in here. This is by Country Joe and the Fish, and is entitled I Like Marijuana.
This is a song to me, the Creator, by. Appreciate you all joining in. Sing along with us.
Rock out.
Those of you that feel moved to do so.
Hello.
Very simple song. You'll catch on to it as we go along.
Toilet love, yeah, yeah. Ooh, toilet, toilet love.
all that love. You liked all that love. We both liked all that love. Yeah, yeah.
By you.
this is Dr. Greed. And when I'm not making my clinic look like a landfill after a hurricane, or sticking my gold chains and hairy chest in patients' faces, or making racist jokes and mocking women who have Medicaid, and then cutting off Medicaid services entirely, I listen to The Reverend Is In, and in my spare time, I play my favorite band called The Dead Boys, especially this song, What Love Is.
We'll be right back.
You heard Bad Religion doing Fuck Armageddon, This Is Hell. The Dead Boys did What Love Is. The Fondas did Wannabe. Insomniacs did Marianne Lightly. And the most famous transgendered rock star ever, Wayne Jane County, and the Electric Chairs did Toilet Love. And started off with Country Joe and the Fish doing I Like Marijuana. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme is Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John. And did he take a punishment if you tuned in late? He is red. She showed no mercy. She was relentless, Mistress Sarah. And I don't know how that translates into being a world leader and global domination, but man, can she kick this guy's ass? And of course, underneath that look of terror and frightened little boyish mental patient kind of facial expression is a man who loves it. And that is exactly what he is. A man who loves it. We're having a lot of microphone trouble, which is very bad to have on a spanking night. But regardless, we're going to try to make this work anyway. So we have, let's see, microphone one over here. All right, I will continue to hold the penile microphone. And, of course, I guess near his ass and body. And near Mistress Sarah's kind of makeshift dungeon, we will have the weapon of ass destruction, alias microphone 3. Okay. I'm just going to turn it over to Mistress Sarah because, one, I'm a voyeur, and two, I just love watching this particular session. And since she promised POW roleplay, I am especially excited.
Get back in your cage. Do I have to interrogate you again?
No.
And your buddies?
No, not my buddies. Interrogate me.
Do you know how much I fuck up my throat doing this to you?
I'm sorry.
Shut up! While I get the whip. Now, who is going to fix this economic mess for our allies and business friends?
I am, Mistress.
We are, you dog. Who is going to deregulate the free market?
We are.
Louder!
We are. Mistress, I always fought for deregulation. Ask Phil Graham.
Shut up! Ah, are you hurt? Are you feeling hurt now? I want to hear you say it. Say it now, Worm.
The fundamentals of our economy are strong.
I meant what you said the next day.
We're in a total crisis.
That's better. Did you actually lie to our own party?
No. I mean, yes.
I talked to you about that and fucking up talking about Grand Rapids and sending up saying Cedar Rapids. Why can't you get the Dead to play a concert for us instead of those other people?
I tried. I also tried to get Art.
Don't you ever say their name in front of the mistress again. What are you going to do to make it up to me?
I know. I'll cut taxes for rich people.
We already agreed that business tax cuts are a priority in the Pollan-McCain administration.
Okay, whatever you say.
Don't make me get in my plane to hunt you. I'll just put you back in your POW cage. Besides, my plane needs redecorating anyway. And my son-in-law knows that I'm getting the plane ready to hunt his ass. And that's exactly what'll happen if he doesn't show up for the wedding. We stand for mandatory family values and mandatory fetus delivery.
I know, mistress, but I stand for those things too.
Shut up! Now, are you ready for the flagpole for your Iwo Jima shot?
Mistress, maybe we've had enough for one Ranger shot.
Wrong answer! Parted Red Sea from ex-sex workers for Jesus. Get the flagpole. And don't get the rubber toys. Or the lube.
Oh, I can't bear it. We gotta stop. I don't even want to watch this guy get that. We're gonna play some more music. And, get back to Mistress Sarah, who is certainly on a roll. And Boot Boy John, who understandably has a serious look of concern on his face. And, she's mad. Because we interrupted the session. Mr. Sarah, I apologize. I know I told you you'd have unlimited, uncensored license to do anything, including that thing you were going to do with the Nutcracker, but alright, we'll make it up to you. Why don't you sing? Here, calm down. Okay, take a mini visit, just for yucks, into the world of rationality. Good, 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 good. Alright. Now, we'll play a song by Duchess de Sade, and you will sing it. It's a good Dom song. This will suit you well. Alright. We are going to play exactly that. We are going to play Duchess de Sade doing Café Flesh with vocals by Mistress Sarah.
Consumption is being standardized.
Immediately.
of a bitch! Goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch!
This is Mr. Scott with breaking news. God has decided to speak to the book burners once again. So without further ado, may I present God.
I left an orgy that included Marilyn Monroe and Helen of Troy because it is necessary to set some very urgent matters straight. I am dreadfully embarrassed by my inbred hillbilly representatives. They're all lying, cheating skanks and hypocrites with double standards anyway. None of these assholes speak for me. What kind of a fucknut would advocate abstinence-only education in these kinds of times? I saw the American Christian Taliban's fetus posters outside of women's health clinics, and I want to state the obvious. They are undercooked. Those people do not know how to cook a fetus to save their ass. It belongs in a crock pot and needs to be further browned before it is suitable for human consumption. I do not care what anyone's orientation is, as long as they're an adult. You hear that, fucking priests? I am everywhere, and that includes in everyone's genitals. So I want a piece of all action, and I don't want the dickless and the non-functioning to be screaming about any flavor of such action. Since your fuckhead leaders are destroying the economy and what's left of the environment with greed, please use birth control. And fuck these clowns who say that I am on their side of a war or nationalistic border or a part of their bigoted point of view, or that I hate people going from one nation to the other. That is a reflection of the bigoted asshole who is doing the speaking and not of me. And finally, do you think I could ever, in a billion years, not be embarrassed by being the so-called mouthpiece by two of the most appalling candidates out of all of them, McCain and Pollan? They're crazier fucks than Ron Paul or Ross Perot. Think about it, mental caterpillars. Why would a supreme being and super evolved entity want to be represented by two idiotic psychopaths? This is God saying, enjoy the herb, respect what's left of the earth, make each other come, get good at massage, and, oh yeah, develop a better world based on cooperation, decentralization, and humanitarianism after you destroy the systems of greed and abuse. I gotta get back to Mary. Enjoy the rest of the show.
We'll be right back.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I think one of the things we've learned here tonight on the Reverend Bookburn Show is that the Vice President has also proved that she has leadership skills. Now, I personally witnessed the POW interrogation cage, the whipping, the rectal flag insertion, and that looked like it really hurt. And John showed that he, like the good buddy he's always been to me, has endurance. But even though I can't remember my last exam, I remember his. And therefore, I think my friends have proven that they are leadership material. B. Bush, and I approve this message.
We recognize our greatest security is found in the relentless pursuit of these cold-blooded killers. The front of the new war is here in America. We're fighting a war against evil.
Thank you. My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on, and the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, September 28th, 2008, at RadioVolta.org, ReverendBookburn.com, and hopefully RadioForAll.net. We have an unprecedented first in the dispensing of this award. Tonight is a two-prong bestowment of the Asshole of the Week award to virtually every public official of the two major corporate parties who supports the mega bailout, largest corporate welfare check ever, ultimate swindle in all of history, and the pundits who propose this idea in the corporate media, and to every ignorant motherfucker who ever trashed people who receive minuscule safety net welfare, now practically eradicated, and single mother assistance and food stamp assistance, but is keeping the assholes from which they speak from completely silent when this case of corporate welfare, billions and billions times greater than any minuscule survival welfare ever, to all of those hypocrites who are now silent, and to the pundits, and to the public officials supporting this incredible, horrifying, bailout. You are assholes of the week. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Whore. Iggy Pop before that did I Wanna Be Your Dog. Before that, Ministry did No W. The Offspring did Baghdad. The Dickies did Knights in White Satin. Before that, Good News from God. Before God, you heard Impatient Youth doing Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, and started that set off with Duchess Desaad with Mistress Sarah on vocals tonight doing Cafe Flesh. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John. And I have to tell you that West Philadelphia has never seen a sight like this. Well, maybe they have. Especially after those early Radio Volta parties way back. But Boot Boy John ran his ass out of here at one point so fast. It was right after the Cafe Flesh song, when she was returning to him, that he ran down the street in his Gene Simmons kind of all-strap, highly revealing kind of outfit, plus the redness, plus the baby bonnet. And I think he even had one of Senator David Vitter's diapers on, but I don't know. I tried not to look. But he ran his ass out of here lightning speed. So we hope he's okay. We hope his entourage picked him up. And all these weirdos in suits that were kind of creeping me out. Mistress Sarah is gone as well. I don't know if they're in the same limo or not, but she is gone. Parted Red Sea from ex-sex workers for Jesus is packing her photography equipment. So it's pretty chillin'. And who knows what the fuck those guys are doing in the next room. But they don't look like they're in really good condition. So, thank you. I want to thank all of the guests who came here this very evening for a very painful to watch exhibition of domination and S&M role play. Thank you, Mistress Sarah, Boot Boy John, Parted Red Sea, and of course, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. Thank you, Mr. Scott, for everything. Special thanks to our consultant for tonight's session, Mistress Morning Glory. Thank you, Green Eyes, and our other participant, Jaska Ask Me. Okay. We will have time for one, maybe two, closing songs. Next week, October 5th, on The Reverend Is In, McCain's Bong. That's right, another 420 show, since there's been so many politically themed shows this season. October 5th, McCain's Bong. That's next Sunday night, since so many people have said that the show is stonerhead friendly and even trip friendly. What a compliment. I'm glad you think we deserve it, even with all the heavy topics that come up. So next week, a 420 show, more fun kind of show to do. That is October 5th, next Sunday night, McCain's Bong. In 2 weeks, Bailout for Citizens. That's October 12th, and 1 week after that, Missionary Accomplished. Also coming up, Unbuckling the Bible Belt, Erection Day, Happy Spanksgiving, the Reverend's annual holiday tree and balls special, 2008. In January, the anniversary show, and then the series, not a show, but a series, The Trial of George W. Bush. You can write to Reverend Bookburn at Rev Bookburn, without a period, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Updates, details, links, goodies, and every playlist, always, at reverendbookburn.com, the Reverend's YouTube channel, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. And to write to the Reverend for input to these upcoming shows or feedback or whatever, anything but spam, unless it's, of course, the funny Jesus spam that has come since the beginning and still does, write Rev Bookburn, no period, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. All right. And I got... from watching that session, my head is like, wow. But anyway, we'll update you at reverendbookburn.com about the Radio for All situation. The Taliban pregnancy counseling show is up there. The McCain's penis pity party / those horny pollen show is not. And last week's Bush's unemployment application or disability claim show is not up there so far, but hopefully we'll rectify that. Okay, what should we play for the Bookburners? Oh, and happy birthday to Lotus and John Sinclair. We did that. And to all who worked on the show, and of course, to Radio Volta, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, DJ Cindy, Luger Boy, Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, and everybody whom my now very fried brain is forgetting. Let's play a song from the film Love Doll Superstar. This is, I know it's not Red Cross, this is the Love Dolls doing Sunshine Day. Good night.